Joining me in the KRBS studios is Brenda Como-Traha, here to talk about an Acadian heritage tour in France that she's working on. And I know there's been a lot of interest lately. You know, Daryl Bourque's book just came out called Megan's Guitar, poems about Acadie now and Acadie in the past. And a lot of people become very interested in that history. And of course, some of the poems that he wrote were about Acadians who went back to France, you know, after they were deported. So a lot of interest these days in our Acadian history. And I know that you're very excited about this tour, Brenda.
I am. And just as you say, it's been always the desire of a lot of people who do genealogy and who are interested in their heritage. And I think in the back of our minds, in our hearts, we always would like to be able to go back and say, okay, my ancestors came from this village, are deported, or, you know, were deported and entered back into France at this port. It's something to me, it gives me goosebumps when I think about the opportunity to have this trip be exactly the desire of lots of people who are Acadian. Another Acadie in France.
Right. So this is a tour in France, in a region where most of the Acadians came from, and some of them went back to, not that they wanted to, but ended up back there. So describe this region for people who are not familiar with it.
Well, the region that we're planning to visit actually is where the Acadians of origin left from, in the Poitou region, in the Brittany region, little towns and villages and ports of entry and ports of exit, in the area that is where it's where they even were brought back to after they were deported, made a living, or chose to leave to come back to Louisiana. Places, for instance, like we're going to be, first of all, out of Paris on September 4th. We leave and arrive in Paris on the 5th, and the trip starts the day, the morning after. Going on the Loire River, seeing a few chateaus as we take the trek to arrive to the areas. First stop will be in the Loudon, the province of Poitou. And Poitou is the biggest number of Frenchmen who decided they were requested to leave France. Conditions were poor, and move on to a new place to settle and colonize what we called Acadie, present-day Nova Scotia. We also go to Châteauroux, where there's an Acadian museum there, where a lot of Acadians there. Richelieu, La Chaussée, and Argenis. And then the next day, La Rochelle, which is one that many, many Acadians either left from, came back to, and left again on the seven boats of the 3,000 people who arrived in Louisiana. We also go to Bruges and to Nantes, where the museums there talk and speak about the Acadians, where there are registers that people can look at. There's a street called Acadie, where Robert Dalford, our famous muralist of Lafayette, painted the picture there, using the people there as the Acadians there as the deport, the place where they deported to come to Louisiana. He also did one where they arrived in Louisiana, the three groups, in St. Martinville. We're twinned, so we're going to have that visit and also visit a church, St. Martin de Tours Church, where the Acadians that lived there after they came back from Acadie, they you know, wanted the same thing when they came to Louisiana. And that church on the inside, people will see how it looks exactly like the inside of the church in St. Martinville. And the Acadians asked for that, started the first diocese. One of the places that I adore and I think many people will love is Belle-Île-la-Mer. It's an island out of France on the Atlantic where the Acadians, when they were returned to France, stay till this day. I was there last summer. There are Landry's there. There's Trahans. There's Simons. There's Leblancs. There's Granger's. And you can see the registers there of their arrival and their story. It is just going to be fabulous to be able to touch the footprint of our Acadians of origin in the motherland of our Acadians. We go to Saint-Malo, and then we do Mont-Saint-Michel, which just is a little La Nieppe as an extra. And then we go into Normandy to the beaches of the Acadian United States, the beaches where they arrive in Omaha, and then the beaches of where the Canadians, many Acadians were in those two places, and that's Juneau on the beaches. See the cemeteries, see the museums, and really get a taste of what our ancestors went through. Mm-hmm. And then we culminate the whole thing in Paris and spend 2 days in Paris and head for home on the 19th of September. Lots of wonderful restaurants we're going to enjoy, good French wine, a place and a space to bring the Acadians together on that really very historic trip. Acadians are coming from the New England coast, from Manitoba, from the Maritimes in the province of New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI. It also people who are still calling from other parts of the state, Houston, Texas, and 18 here in Lafayette and the vicinity are embarking on this wonderful experience of a lifetime.
Well, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Brenda Como-Traha, who is working with the Centre International here in Lafayette. Of course, very interested in international relations, and she's helping them put together this tour, the Acadian Heritage Tour in France, hoping to connect lots of Acadians from around the world to go back to France, where the Acadians originally came from.
Absolutely.
And then that recrossing where many of them spent nearly 30 years before coming to Louisiana. So real interesting cross-Atlantic travels for the Acadians and the places where so many of them were originally from. So have you made this tour before?
I have. Years ago, through the experience of working with the Acadian Memorial as a director promoting. And there's only one or two little spots that I didn't get a chance to do. But it was a most emotional thing for me, especially to see where my Como ancestors came from and the Trahans, and then being on Belle Isle. What our goal is to make this a pilgrimage. We want to have this happen again year after year. This year it's a 14-day bus tour. Next year it'll be a 10-day to accommodate those that can't stay that long. And just make the stops not be where there's nothing about Acadians. You know, like we're going toward areas that people would like and enjoy and always wanted to do. But that's our goal, is to enrich the relationships with our Acadian ancestors all over the world and have an emotional experience together. And keep doing that.
Right. Well, obviously, you mentioned the Acadian Memorial, which you directed for many years. For a start, people could go there to find out much about their history.
Absolutely.
And some of the areas that you're talking
yes.
about. If they are interested in making this pilgrimage, as you all would like to call it, who do they contact? Do they call you?
Yes, they contact me. They can go on my my email address. It's Beaufilet. Beaufile at bellsouth.net. Mm-hmm. Or they can email me at brenda@cajun/lanyap.com. Either one of those, and I can answer more questions. They need to leave their phone number, and I'll contact them.
All right. Well, again, this is the Acadian Heritage Tour in France. My guest, Brenda Como-Traha, is working with Le Centre International here in Lafayette to help create this tour, this pilgrimage, to help acquaint people with the places they came from, where their ancestors came from. For more information, we'll have Brenda's emails here, or maybe perhaps you wrote them down. Thank you, Brenda, so much for your work, especially continuing since you retired from the Acadian Memorial. You're obviously continuing to introduce people to their heritage.
It's hard to stop, and I've enjoyed retirement, but I loved promoting our heritage. I think this could be the best thing we could have.
Well, thank you so much, Brenda.
Okay, thank you.